The puzzle of Violet Sullivan was dumped in my lap via a phone call from a woman named Tanny Ottweiler, whom I'd met through my friend Lieutenant Dolan, the homicide detective I'd worked with the previous spring. My name is Kinsey Milhone. I'm a licensed private investigator, typically working 12 to 15 cases that range in nature from background checks to insurance fraud to erring spouses in the midst of acrimonious divorces. I'd enjoyed working with Dolan because he'd provided me a reason to leave my usual paper searches behind and get out in the field. The minute I heard Tanny's voice, an image popped to mind. 40s, good face, little or no makeup, dark hair held back by tortoiseshell combs and framed in a halo of cigarette smoke. She was the bartender, manager, and sometime waitress at a little hole in the wall known as Sneaky Pete's. She said, "Listen, why I called is I'm wondering if you'd sit down and have a chat with a friend of mine." "Sure, no problem. About what?" "Her mother. You remember Violet Sullivan?" "Don't think so." "Come on, sure you do. Serena Station, North County. She disappeared years ago." "Oh, right. Gotcha. I forgot about her. That was in the 40s, wasn't it?" "Not that far back. 4th of July, 1953. When I was 3, I thought. This was September 1987. I'd turned 37 in May, and I noticed I was starting to keep track of events in terms of my age. Dimly, I dredged up a fragment of information. Why am I thinking there's a car involved? Because her husband had just bought her a Chevrolet Bel Air, and that disappeared, too. Great car. A 5-passenger coupe. I saw one just like it at the car show last year. Rumor had it she was having an affair with some guy and the two ran off. Happens every day. Don't I know it? You ought to hear the stories I get told. People crying in their beer. Anyway, a lot of people are convinced Violet's husband did her in. But there's never been a shred of proof. No body, no car, no evidence either way. So, who knows? What's this have to do with her daughter? Daisy Sullivan's an old friend. She's here on vacation, hanging out with me for a couple of days. I grew up in North County, so we've known each other since we were kids. She's an only child, and I'm telling you, this business with her mother has messed her up bad.
How so?
Well, for starters, she drinks too much. And when she drinks, she flirts. And when she flirts, she gloms onto the nearest loser. She's been divorced 4 times, and she's sitting on a ton of rage. She figures she'll never get her head straight until she knows what went on.
Sounds like this has been going on for years. How old is she?
Well, I'll be 43 this month, so Daisy must be 40, 41, somewhere in there. I know she was 7 when her mother bugged out.
What about her father? Where's he at this point?
He's still around, but his life's been hell. Nobody wants to have anything to do with him. He's been shunned, like that old tribal shit. The guy might as well be a ghost. Listen, I know it's a long shot, but she's serious. If he did it, she's got to know. And if he didn't, well, think about the service you'd be doing. You have no idea how screwed up she is. Him, too, for that matter. I can't track down a woman who's been gone 34 years. I wouldn't know where to start. You could read the articles in the newspaper at the time. That goes without saying, but Daisy's capable, I'm sure. Send her to the library periodicals room. She already has all that stuff. She said she'd be happy to give you the file.
Tanny, I don't mean to sound rude, but there are a 6 other PIs in town. Try one of them.
I'm not comfortable with that. I mean, it'd take me forever just to fill them in. All I'm asking you to do is talk to her.
There's no point in talking.
Tell you what, she cut in. Come on over to Sneaky Pete's and I'll make you a sandwich. Gratis, on me. You don't have to do a thing except listen to her.